Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. And this is your host, Sayyid Mustafa. For the past few episodes, we've been discussing probably one of the most important topics we have in terms of, you know, social interactions that we have among ourselves, and that is the rights of our brothers and sisters in faith. Those people that share the same values, those people that share the same ideals and goals as us. Islam has placed great emphasis on this, and we reached a point where we were discussing what are some of the practical things that we can do in society. And one of the things we discussed was helping feed, you know, people in society. Islam has placed great emphasis on helping others and helping in terms of, you know, providing them food, feeding the poor, whatever you can do in terms of, you know, material help. So there were three categories, and the first was material help. And under material help, we talked about feeding. There's a section in this book that which also talks about actually not just feeding them food, but also fulfilling someone's thirst, right? So giving out water, for example, has been talked about as something that you can do. Apart from giving water, we can also provide clothes for people. A lot of times we'll see, you know, people have old clothes that they're throwing away. We've been told, you know, you don't necessarily need to do that. You can help someone who doesn't have clothes. People also need shelter, so providing home, a place to stay, has been greatly emphasized. And also, you know, helping them with any sort of needs that they have. One thing which I found to be pretty interesting, one act which has greatly been encouraged, is to give gifts to each other. Right? It's something that we maybe don't do as much, but I thought it was a great suggestion to give gifts to your brothers, to give gifts to people that you know, your neighbors. In the hadith, it says that when you give gifts, it removes any grudges, any negativity that someone may have in their heart towards you. So that's also why it's important to be giving gifts. On the flip side, we're also told we should be accepting gifts, right? It's not just about giving them, that when somebody gives you a gift, you should accept them. However, one thing that has to be clarified is that these gifts, we are talking about accepting them from believers. We've actually been told in certain narrations that if you're being given a gift, let's say by your enemy, by disbelievers of Islam, by those that are polytheists, then you should not accept gifts from them. And that, I think, also makes sense because, you know, they'll be trying to take advantage of you. Your enemy will try to take advantage of you by giving you gifts, for example. So this whole story sort of helping others, you know, in need kind of reminded me of a story that of my own life, right? And we will continue discussing that right after we come back from the break.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغ این قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. there are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون این هم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
So we're back, and we've been discussing what are some ways we can meet other people's sort of material needs. You've talked about, you know, giving them food, clothing them, giving them shelter, providing even water in society. However, we can really broaden this idea of helping others, right? It could be, for example, helping educate someone. It could be in terms of helping someone get married, right? And that's actually the story that I really want to talk about, is my own story of how I actually ended up getting married. I think it will kind of really help demonstrate, you know, how others can come to your aid and how they can come and help you out. So this is kind of a long time ago, almost about 12 to 13 years ago. I was single at that time, and I decided to go for Hajj, right? I had enough sort of financial abilities. I had the time. And I decided to go for Hajj. And Hajj, for anyone who doesn't know, it's the annual pilgrimage that Muslims go to Mecca every year to perform. And one of the, I think, ironic part of this, you know, the ironic part of the story is that my parents were telling me that, hey, don't go for Hajj right now. And once you get married, you should go with your wife, right? Because it's the type of deed that you only do once in your life, and you want to possibly do it with your wife. I was like, look, I have to go, you know, it's become wajib on me, it's become compulsory. What will I say to God if I die? You know, why didn't I do it? It's because I was waiting to get married, right? So my parents understood that, and they allowed me to go. And while I was there at Hajj, I became friends with a couple, right? You normally go in groups, so I became friends with a couple, and before I really mention what happened with this couple, one thing that happened is that I was actually doing tawaf of the Kaaba. You know, I was just going around doing the circles that you have to do of the Kaaba. And after completing it, when I sat down to pray, next to me was a scholar from Qom. And we just started talking. I just started introducing myself. I asked about him. He asked about me. We met one more time in the Holy Kaaba. And he started asking me about my marriage plans, and I told him, look, yes, I do want to get married. I'm trying to find someone. He said, you know what you should do? You should do 2 rakat prayers, and you should give these 2 rakat prayers to Hazrat Ma'asume, who's buried in Qom, the 8th Imam's sister, in the city that I'm sitting in right now. And he said, also, you should read Surah Yasin. And I did these 2 things right there and then. And he said, then you should pray for a good wife. And I can tell you, the very next day, within 24 hours, this couple that I had met, I sat down with dinner with them, and they started asking me about my marriage plans. And right in that conversation, the person said, well, the guy that was there, he said to his wife, you know who would be great for Mustafa, who would be a great match for Mustafa? It's your best friend. And he named my wife. Right? So this couple played this incredibly critical role in helping introduce me and my wife. And I would say I felt as if my prayers during Hajj were also answered. This couple, I am indebted to them till this day for introducing, you know, me to my wife. It's not something easy, I would say, to introduce a stranger to another stranger and go through that process, because it doesn't always work out. A lot of people don't want to put themselves in such a position. But these people did, right? And that resulted in something that was really amazing. And I should go ahead and add that before our marriage, my wife had also come to this holy city of Qom, and she had prayed here in the Haram to Hazrat Ma'asume that she would like to come and live in Qom one day, right? And her prayer, I would say, was also answered as well. So these things are important. They don't just have a material effect. They have a spiritual effect. They have a spiritual effect on our lives. They can change the course of our entire life. So that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.